Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all-in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome to the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. My name is Alexia Georgiou and I am a life coach. What is resilience? It's the ability to recover from setbacks and adapt to challenging circumstances. It's a tool, it's a skill to thrive and flourish. We feel effective and capable when we build muscles of resilience. Welcome to episode 7. Today, we are defining what mindset is. My name is Alexia Georgiou. You can reach me at theresilientpathway.com, Alexia at theresilientpathway.com. That's Alexia at theresilientpathway.com. Please like, share, and subscribe. Be the best, create the best, choose the best. These are happy people habits. Hello and welcome to the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. I am Alexia Georgiou, a life coach. Today in episode 7, we're talking about what is a mindset, and we're going to talk some about the background, and then that will take us into a mindset, and then we are going to have a homework exercise practicing a mindset. I am referring to Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, Think, Learn, Succeed. She has 15 mindsets. She has watched the brain rewire in response to these mindsets or ways of thinking. She's a neuroscientist. So, just to give us some background, according to the World Economic Forum, in a 2013 survey of 12,000 professionals by the Harvard Business Review, 50% said they felt their job had no meaning and significance. What makes knowledge significant? What makes work a vocation? Why do we ask people what they do but not why they do it? Have you noticed that in conversation? We say, so what do you do? And that would be an interesting conversation to add, and why do you do it? I know Simon Sinek has that famous talk, what is our why? And we all can really benefit from understanding why we do what we do. Rutger Bregman, in his TED Talk, stated, I believe in a future where the point of education is not to prepare you for another useless job, but for a life well lived. This is mental self-care. A life well lived, a life of success. So in this podcast, by developing healthy mindset, we are practicing healthy mental self-care. Now, I have a 15-year-old nephew. His name's Stavros, and he's really smart. He's athletic. He's very skilled in his life. And as a family, we are consistent in talking to him about the importance of education and why he should study and do well in his classes, so he gets it. Then he plays soccer and golf, and he started working out. So we talked to him about the importance of the discipline of the sport with his goals and how he wants to be successful in those areas. We talked to him about healthy eating, and he gets it, and he's working out. We were on a cruise It was a little over a year ago. So he had just turned 14. And they were having a special lunch of lobster rolls. So he joined me in the dining room. Because usually during lunch, if it was an at-sea day, we would eat real casually. When I saw lobster rolls, I said, I'm going to be in the dining room. And so he found me and we're enjoying the lunch. Well, lo and behold, they had a chocolate fountain. I went for it. And not only did I have fruit dipped in the chocolate fountain, they had like this Italian cream cake. And I said, give me a small slice. He showed a lot of self-control. He knew we were having dessert like every meal. And definitely for dinner, we'd have a nice sit-down family dinner. And so he showed a lot of self-constraint by not having anything to do with that chocolate fountain, even though he watched me indulge myself. So when I'm saying he gets it, he's very well balanced in his eating, and he's relating that to his sports, and he has goals with that. So I was recently at a counseling conference, and I'm learning a lot about neuroscience. There was a psychologist there who was talking about anxiety, and that was one of the classes that was packed. Now, I decided to buy his book, and I'm going to gift it to my nephew because we're teaching him, and we're also teaching him about God. So we're hitting it at every angle as a family. And the one area that I think we've missed is mental self-care. He's stable, but he's stable physically. So why are we focused on his diet and exercise? He's doing great in school. Why are we focused that you need to study and continue to do well in school? So why not with mental self-care? And so that's why I bought him this book, so he can begin to build skills on the skills he has already on how to manage stress. We all need this. It does not show weakness or that we have a problem. If you read a lot of the newer research in fields of psychology, a lot of what we see in mental health therapy is the anxiety and depression coming from not being able to cope with situations of stress. This world is very stressful. It seems increasingly stressful. I was reading last night that there are riots around the world. One place was Chile because the transportation system, they had a second increase this year in the fare. Barcelona, there was something about releasing a political prisoner. All I saw were streets on fire. We've had recent riots in Hong Kong. So there are things happening around the world. There's unrest. People have a tipping point, and it seems like we're hitting that tipping point where they just, as a concerted effort, as a group, they say we've had enough. And so each of us has that tipping point. And a lot of what I'm teaching, I have heard in these conferences, and I know for a fact it's being taught around the world, to teach mental toughness, mental stamina, mental self-care. Governments are teaching happiness. Happiness is not what we've historically thought. It's not, don't worry, be happy. It's in the face of a stressful circumstances, we realistically look at what's going on. We handle the situation, and then what's out of our control, we let it go. And we do it in a manner where we keep a happy, satisfied emotion. We're going to be talking a lot about that. I recently had a colleague say to me, how does resilience have anything to do with happiness? And he said, resilience could be grim. Okay, so I took that. Resilience can be grim. We can go through something and just keep those negative emotions while we go through it and push through it and get through it and still be resilient. So this is the podcast, though, The Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. And we are also going to focus on having happiness, which is a science, a choice, and a skill. We're going to focus on happy resilience. That's the kind in this podcast. If you would like to focus on grim resilience and just don't want to feel any peace or happiness, keep listening. You may get something out of it that has to do with resilience. I'm also going to talk about the happiness. I really latched onto the book by Sean Acker, The Happiness Advantage. In that book, he is sharing studies with how increased happiness in employees increases productivity, accuracy on tasks, and it makes a world of difference in a work environment. So that's the reason happiness is important. And so face the situation. We talk about regulating the emotion. So that all that means is I'm not pretending. Okay, so happiness isn't my head in the sand avoiding, and it's also not pretending. It means I feel the sadness, the anger, the fear. I do what I can with the situation, and then I regulate my emotion back to the peaceful, happy, well emotions, because that's going to affect my health if I stay in the more negative emotions of anger and fear. It just doesn't feel good to our bodies. It's doing something to our bodies. That's a mindset that will develop out of those emotions if we decide to remain consistent in those emotions. It will affect our brain, and our brain will wire around those emotions, and that will in turn affect our body. So that's what we're talking about. So, you know, in recognizing the impact of socio-cultural context, our thoughts, we can redefine our past, reimagine our present, and realize our future. This is really a powerful statement. It is made by Dr. Caroline Leaf in her book, Think, Learn, Succeed. It's on page 30. And that's what we're going to be doing in this podcast. It's what I need in my life. That's why I'm studying it. I can tell you this is what's helped me get through a lot of difficult situations. I am facing a very difficult situation currently. I will be talking about that as I take steps, actionable steps with things that I can control. And there's going to be some things that I can't control. And I'll start talking about that as the process begins. So how do we redefine our past? Well, we have memories of certain events, and we can go back to those memories and say, okay, that did happen, and I acknowledge it, and it affected me. What was going well during that time frame? Let me add that to the story. Reimagining our present. And we're not talking about think of a Bentley and it's going to show up in your driveway. It's not the law of attraction. So it's actually in the here and now. Let me think about what is going well. And when I train my brain to think on what is going well, then that's going to open me up into more positive thinking, and I'm going to see more opportunity in my life. There is a study, and I'm going to talk about this in the next podcast, that talks about positive brain functioning and seeing the opportunity. So stay tuned for episode 8 on that. The next goal is through mindset, we realize our future. So we're thinking more clearly. We're seeing more opportunity in the present. We're adding some positive memories to the past. And that's going to help us to realize our future. So through the mindset development, we are developing deep thinking or meaningful cognitive skills that change behaviors in ways that lead to success. Now, I say that happiness is success, meaning we can accomplish things in life and feel happy, and that's fantastic. However, that's going to wane after a while. And if you've ever accomplished something and maybe it didn't satisfy you and you were surprised, I've heard people tell those stories. And so we need to just find a contentment in life, because stuff's going to happen to us. So we're going to say, I'm just going to choose to be happy regardless of what happens to me, and I'm going to carry that happiness into every situation. That's a skill that we have to develop, and it is part of what I'm teaching in the Resilient Pathway to Happy Work and Life. Again, this is a quote from Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, page 34, Think, Learn, Succeed. A growing body of evidence shows how our thought lives have incredible power over our intellectual, emotional, cognitive, and physical well-being. Our thoughts can either limit us to what we believe we can do or free us to develop abilities well beyond our expectations or the expectations of others. When we choose a mindset that extends our abilities rather than limits them, we will experience greater intellectual satisfaction, emotional control, and mental and physical health. So I've briefly shared that I struggled with anxiety all my life. I was in a little shell, and that shell was caused by when I was 4 years old, I only spoke Greek. And I was put in preschool, and I was expected to communicate in English. Up until then, the only socialization I had was with my Greek-speaking parents, and we had gone back to Cyprus, where they are from, when I was three, when my brother was born, and I had spent time with my relatives speaking Greek. So they really didn't put me in any other schooling. So this is my first time in school. It's the first time with kids that are speaking a different language. And I was so social, and I was so communicative. And I would walk up to my teacher, and I remember this memory that I was repeating these odd words that my mom told me to say, "Good morning, teacher." However, my thinking was in Greek, and when I went up to my teacher, I said it in Greek. And I mean, I remember feeling shame, and I turned and I walked away because I was so excited that I was actually going to go say good morning, teacher, and communicate with my teacher, and I failed. It wasn't anything anybody did. I mean, obviously she didn't understand me, and she was trying to understand me and communicate with me, and I was trying so hard. So that had an effect on me to where I was in a shell largely through grade school, high school, even college. How I graduated, you know, I got a bachelor's in social work, then I went to Bible school for 2 years, and then I got a master's in counseling. How I got through that in such a shell, I don't know. But what I can tell you all is one-on-one, I was really comfortable communicating. I had a few close friends throughout my childhood and throughout high school. Anybody who knew me would be surprised to see me now, because I've really broken out of that. How did I do that? Mindset. So what is mindset? It's an attitude or cluster of thoughts with attached information and emotions that generate a particular perception. Okay, so as a little girl, I perceived the world safe when I was with my family and those who spoke my language of Greek. And for some reason, I just saw it as unsafe to speak out in a group setting, because I didn't know if I was going to make a mistake in communicating and feel that shame again. That's not because I had a mental illness of anxiety. It's not because anybody shamed me. And during that time, it was in the 70s, and a quiet little girl in school wasn't a troublemaker, and it wasn't seen as a problem that I was quiet, so they left me alone. Now I've seen in the DSM manual, the DSM-5, there's actually a diagnosis called selective mutism. And I remember in one of my first jobs, I was working with school children in the school setting as a therapist. And there was actually a little 7-year-old girl, and she was diagnosed with selective mutism. And so that means she knew what she was doing. There was anxiety around communicating. And in certain circumstances, she would just not communicate. We were very successful in helping her. And so when I realized at that point that that was in the DSM, that was real healing for me to understand about myself. And it took that long. So how we think affects our perception. Mindset shapes how we see and interact with the world. The mindset can catapult us forward, allowing us to achieve our dreams, or put us in reverse, driving us if we're not careful. A mindset is therefore a significant mental resource and source of power. Your mindset, your expectation levels are either going to be positive or negative. Mindsets help us see the power of our perceptions while optimizing our thought life by generating the correct perceptions, revealing our inner strength and resilience. The correct mindsets are integral to succeeding in school, work, and life. Where our mind goes, our life follows. So I want to talk about thriving instead of striving. When people consciously choose to practice operating a mindset of gratitude, for instance, we get a surge of rewarding neurotransmitters such as dopamine and experience a general sense of being alert and a brightening of the mind. So if you've ever been through something difficult, you know it's more challenging at that moment to show gratitude and to think of what went well. And so it's important when we're not going through a difficult time to build the muscle. So when we go through the difficult time, it's easier to apply. So just think about going to the gym and we're healthy and we're lifting weights and we're gradually increasing the weight and we're doing lots of reps and that's building good resistance training. It's building muscle. And so there may be a day where there's a situation and out in our lives we have to lift something heavy. It's going to be easier to lift that heavy thing because of the muscle that we developed. That's the concept with the mindset and our repetition and our practicing these skills as well as gratitude. Because it's hard to be grateful when we're going through something difficult. So we need to start practicing it now so it's a skill and a habit and we get that dopamine and we know it feels good and we'll be reminded of that when the going gets tough and it'll be a little easier to do because it's a habit. So we are wired for love. We've talked about this, that there are opposing forces in the world. It's either going to be fear or love. Babies are born in love. They are cute. They are calm. They are peaceful. They are happy. I know they cry. Sometimes they cry for different reasons. And we have to figure out as an adult what they need because they're crying out of need, not out of torture because they're afraid. When you look at a newborn, we can all hopefully agree that they are born in love. So our mind, it thrives on love. And our mindset sets the tone for how we approach the events and circumstances of life, which are often out of control. And as we get older, we're challenged by a lot of fear, and we have to remind ourselves to focus on the positive and the love, and that'll bring us back to a calm homeostasis level of functioning. So, how well do we spend time alone with our thoughts? So no TV, no music, no social media, no computer, just disconnect from it. How long can we do that? That's going to be our next skill, is how have we been doing about thinking of what went well before we go to bed? And are we able to turn off and unplug from all technology once we do that exercise? So that is one of the exercises that we've talked about. And if we haven't mastered that yet, that's okay. We're not going to go to another one. We're going to stay there, because that's really going to affect our well-being and our sound sleep. If you know anybody having difficulty sleeping, please share these podcasts with them, because mindset, positive mindset, has a lot of power to affect our rest. So we need to unplug. And the next challenge, so we think about what went well that day right before bedtime, and after we complete this exercise, we unplug from all technology. Can we do that throughout the day for a minute? So can we take a break during the lunchtime hour? And how long can we do it for? Could it be for 5 minutes just to sit outside and be alone with nature without our phone, without any technology? And if 5 minutes is too much, then start where you're at. Start with 30 seconds. We can only start where we are at. And then it's like the doing the repetition and building the muscle. So that is our next challenge. So first, think of what went well at night. No technology after that. Go to bed. Next, during the day, pick a time. 5 minutes, completely unplugged, alone with nature. Let's see how that goes. It's a start. You may say, hey, Alexia, that's so easy, or it may be a challenge. That's okay, because we're going to get to other exercises that challenge some people and that are easy for others, because we're all different. I think we could all benefit from increasing what we're grateful for. We need to focus on what went well a little more. All of us need to do that, and to just have that discipline of no technology right before bed. And if we can, don't sleep with the phone right next to us. That might be too tall of an order, so just making sure we're not connected to it after our exercises, then we'll just go for that. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Again, I promised that we are going to talk about mindset and how we notice opportunity, how that helps us notice opportunity. We don't know what we don't know, and we don't know what we're missing out on. So stay tuned.
Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan, at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.
Hello, I'm Alexia Georgiou, life coach. Who do you know who needs to go to the next level in life, who's made bad choices and who needs to focus on more positive things. I can be reached at theresilientpathway.com, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's A-L-E-X-I-A @theresilientpathway.com. Live coaching sessions can be conducted in person in the Knoxville, Tennessee area or on Zoom and Skype. Contact me today.
Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.